to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I have to tell you, I'm just so blown away by today's show. Very special guest, a regular on the Dr. Pat Show, someone who has committed his life to helping each and every one of us understand the lives that we lead, and more importantly, understand how to show up as our best. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us here today, the founder of Cellular Wisdom. And, you know, here he shared his story about his life, where he was born in the Black Forest of Germany, where he received his medical degree from the University of Munich, and how his life unfolded in front of us. And today he joins us with more than 15 years of experience and research in the medical field. He joins us by someone who has not only been fascinated by the human self-healing abilities, but someone that has facilitated self-healings with countless people at many, many, many levels. And so he's joining us here today as someone that is a master practitioner of NLP and timeline therapy and much more. But more importantly, someone that is helping people break through the barriers that stop them from living the lives that they truly desire. Today's show, as I mentioned earlier, this is a great conversation to have because I believe we need this message more now than we ever have. Selfness, wellness for the self, the smartest investment you can make. And why is this important right now? Because I think we're all running around trying to take care of everything else around us and forgetting to take care of ourselves. And not only that, in times like these, we get so caught up in the guilt and the shame around, oh, wait a minute, maybe I should go get my nails done. Maybe I should get a sauna. Maybe I should take a few minutes and actually eat food throughout the day. And this is part of a bigger conversation. You know, economic crisis, financial burdens. Today we heard the recession is going to be over in 2009. I predicted it would be over next month. Who knows? But the point is, when do you begin to take care of oneself? And I tell you, Dr. Friedemann, this is such a timely conversation. I hope we're in time to help people.
I hope so too. Well, you know, I just came back from Egypt and we had a tour to Egypt. And one of the beautiful things about Egypt is that you are out of this, media controlled world. So I had no idea what was going on for about 3 weeks and I thoroughly enjoyed myself. So it was definitely something where selfness and self-care was pretty much on the itinerary 24/7, and I just saw in every of our participant how they soaked it up. It's like dry sponges that finally were able to really feel themselves again, find their center, find their wholeness, and expand. And you know, that's an important topic I want to talk about, the difference between being in a consciousness of expansiveness and a consciousness of contraction. And most people here right now, with this constant talk about crisis and recession and yada yada, are getting into a place of contraction.
There's no question about that.
And the contraction is, you know, basically driven by the fear and the anxiety. And yesterday I heard a really interesting poll where basically, I think 3 out of 4 people feel fear and anxiety, but 3 out of 4 people also say that their life is pretty good right now. So they are anxious, although their life is fine. So it's this made-up story that we are creating. Oh, the world is falling apart around us, and we are not looking inside or directly at our world and appreciate what we have and find the anchor in that. So we are contracting. And I really think that's one of the driving forces for the recession or for the economic crisis, because people are in that state of anxiety They don't spend money. They go into stress mode, etc., etc. And it's just self-perpetuating until we are changing our consciousness.
Right now, we are losing some businesses that have been the bedrock of capitalism. And I'm going to use the term capitalism, not in a bad way. We live in a capitalistic society here. But we are. We're hearing about some infrastructures that are crumbling. Companies, you know, I mean, GM is just one part of it. But there are smaller companies that we know and we have been part of. And, you know, the crumbling of these companies during these times, it has got to be symbolic for something. But at the same time, people, you know, are we attaching to, quote, the crumbling and taking that and internalizing it with our own lives? Are we doing that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, by just, you know, you switch on the TV and the messages you get is, well, this is only the beginning and the rest going to crumble too. And so you feel just completely unsafe, ungrounded, and basically waiting for the next shoe to drop. And you're not seeing that there are a lot of companies that are absolutely sustainable, and there most people have a job, and most companies are able to keep on going. I'm not saying there is not a challenge right now, but I say that the way the challenge is utilized to, you know, capture our attention and sell what the media is doing right now, I don't think does anything than really keeping on going and creating more inner anxiety and stress, and I think really perpetuates what's already have been starting.
Well, it's kind of interesting. We're talking about that, and we're now looking at the film that won the Oscar,
right?
The best film, Slumdog Millionaire, the story of hope.
Absolutely.
You know, the underdog, you know. And what's interesting about that, and I don't know if everybody picked up on this, but, you know, right now that team of actors is here in the United States. They're exploring what is. But when you go back to the roots of this, these kids are going to go back to this slum area. There's just no question about it. This is their lives. And yet when you see the joy on their faces, it's extraordinary.
Well, and that's what I also find in Egypt so uplifting. You know, we went on this private boat and so are able to stop at little villages where people literally have, you know, less than probably anybody here. So they live in, you know, mud brick houses. They have the cows and the sheep pretty much in the living room next door. But there is a joy. There is a connectiveness among each other that we had a unity minister with us, and she described it as that life here in Egypt is maybe not as long because people don't have such a long life expectancy. You know, healthcare is not that great. But it's much deeper than in most Western countries because people are present with each other. They're present in the moment. And that's what I mean with 75% of the people have actually a good life, but they're not present with a good life. They're not actually enjoying what they have. They're thinking about the uncertainty of the future. And this way, you know, create basically a nightmare that is not existing right now.
And what we're talking about today is actually putting ourselves first.
Right.
And being present. People may not know this, but I would think that in the work you do, putting ourselves present is a gift, is about taking care of ourselves. So when you talk about, you know, the folks in Egypt and how they live in that present moment, that's a gift that I don't think we truly understand, do we?
No, you know, and I think it's a gift that has been taken away from us through the messages from the past. Like, you know, there is no free lunch. You have to work hard. Nothing comes easy. And all these kind of imprints, you know, in your last show, you talked about limiting beliefs. And those limiting beliefs are given to us often very early in life. We have to understand that most of the limiting beliefs we have come to us usually before the age of 15, at the time where we still try to identify ourselves. And the way we identify ourselves in our society often is through conditionality. That means only if you have good grades, only if you measure up, only if you meet certain requirements, you are acceptable. And that pressure does not exist in these countries. You know, there is no thinking about, well, I should be in an Ivy League school. I have to already do all these requirements in order to be really somebody someday in the future. And the price we are paying is just that we are literally wasting our lives, or at least we are taking away a lot of joy and pleasure that we could have. You know, there is an example I recently had when I was working with teenagers, where I noticed that these teenagers are under so much pressure and so much stress that their life is already structured as if they would be a CEO of a company. There is no free time. There is no space to even find out, what do I really want? Everything is in a curriculum, in an itinerary. And the result is that they already need anti-anxiety medication, they already need sleeping pills, and so on and so on. And I think that's the opportunity of our times right now, with all the crisis around it, where all the values of the past are seeming not to work anymore, to really rethink and wonder what is really important about life. Is it really important to have a, you know, great portfolio that obviously is crumbling right now? Or is it really important to meet all those expectations of society? Or is it more important to find out, who am I and what can be a fulfilled life from the inside out and not from the outside in?
This is such an important conversation right now. For those of you that are just tuning in, wow, Dr. Friedemann Chaub joining us here today. We also would love for you to send him an email at info@cellularwisdom.com, info@cellularwisdom.com. And you'll be put in a raffle giveaway for 2 CDs for Wellness and Balance. So we want to make sure that you get that opportunity. Dr. Chaub, he works with folks nationally and internationally over the phone. Cellularwisdom.com is the website. And don't forget, we would love to hear from you because you'll get some firsthand solutions right on the show. 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call at the Dr. Pat Show right now. If you've got comments or questions, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, let's talk about what selfness is. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you could accomplish anything and everything you want? Join James Arthur Ray in Seattle, Spokane, and Vancouver, BC for The Secret of Attracting the Life You Want. Learn how your intentions create your reality during this free lecture. Go to thequantumdream.com to register for your free admission and information. James Ray will be in Vancouver, BC on March 10th, Seattle on March 11th, and Spokane on March 12th. Visit thequantumdream.com to register now.
Hey, Benny, Dr. Pat's looking pretty good lately, don't you think?
Yeah, you know what? I noticed that, too. Maybe she's got some new makeup.
Nope, it's the Ageless Secret she's been using. It's an all-natural, organic, energetic cosmetic that's stronger than gravity. They say people that start using it look younger while they're getting older. It's made with purified water and special ingredients, including trace minerals, aloe, and MSM. Ageless Secret. Do you think I should start using it?
Sure, why not? And get me some, too.
Hey, guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the light mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RICHGERMAN.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Perfco Green, biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit perfgogreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
Most of mankind's diseases are part of history, but few realize it at this time. A simple, inexpensive mineral supplement has the potential to change your life and your health. Go to thedrpatshow.com and listen to the interview with Jim Humble and Dennis Richard and learn the secrets of why your health is your choice. MMS, the miracle mineral supplement of the 21st century, can be purchased at mmsdr.com or call 760-536-6123. That's mmsdr.com.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
The bond witch resists, take their trays, spin around, and they cross the floor.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. As I said before, great guest in the house. He's a regular on the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. We're talking about selfness. Let's back up for a minute and just talk about selfness, what it is, and what are some examples of it? Because I certainly think we know when we're kind of cutting it out, but I'm not sure that we really have the key to how to be mindful of this.
You know, when I was in Germany a few months ago, I came across an article where they talked about selfness. And it was actually a German article. And Germans just like to take on some English words, mix them around, and make them their own. So it's I don't think it's an expression that is necessarily used here. And it sounded almost like selfishness. So I was curious to hear what they had to say. And basically, selfness is the art of wellness for the self. It's like taking care of the self, not so much only as, you know, a self-care program once a month for an hour going to the spa. It's more like a shift in consciousness, a shift in consciousness that allows you to take yourself first and to take care of yourself first. And I know a lot of times we are told, well, this is selfishness and there is something bad about it and you can't do this. You have to always take others first. And my response is just, if we do that, which, you know, many of us have been doing, two things happen. One is that our batteries empty because we are giving more than we are actually receiving. And the second is that we start being resentful. Start being resentful because we feel that we have been giving, and we have been focusing on others, and we haven't gotten back in return what we really need because, you know, we have given others the responsibility to do this for us. It's like this, you know, unconscious idea, well, if I give a lot, maybe one day I'm going to get something back, but it doesn't necessarily happen. So we have to be the ones who take responsibility for ourselves so that we can come from a fullness into the world and give from that full overflowing place to others where we have the centeredness that is necessary to be clear about what needs to be done in order to be of support for others and ourselves, where we have the energy to do that, where we have the inner resources available. So basically, you can only serve others if you're at your best. And that's one of those lessons I had to learn, and probably most people who are working with others, either as coaches or therapists, constantly have to be mindful about not to overgive, but really make sure that there is a balance between what do you give yourself and how much are you able to give others?
I think this is a great question because, you know, we talked about the financial crisis. We talked about the news. We talked about things that are showing up left and right now if you plug into them. And if you're plugging into them, you're not plugging into self. I would imagine
Absolutely.
That's the case. How do you make the shift from plugging into the fear or the anxiety of one's life? And you mentioned the survey earlier. How do you make the shift from there to the shift of selfness? And the reason that I'm asking that question is because I think that we need some practical tools for people so that they could do something today, so that they're not sitting there and thinking, oh my gosh, I need to be at least looking like I'm doing something, even if I have lost my job, because I don't have the job and I feel guilty about, like, taking care of me.
Right, right. Well, and I think one thing that people need to understand, selfness doesn't have to be, you know, something that costs money, where you spend money. Selfness is really about shifting your awareness. And I'm a firm believer, whatever we notice in our lives has a meaning to us. So there is, you know, you may say this is a consciousness that creates our reality, or it's simple that whatever we notice because it is somewhat important to us. So if you see this economical crisis right now as a personal message to each and everyone, what is the message? What is the challenge and what is the opportunity? And I think we all agree that we have been in a life, or we have been surrounded by the energies of let's make as much money as fast as possible. There was some greed involved. There was some impatience involved. The values have been shifted to what's in it for me from what's in it for the whole community. All those kind of things are, I think, to most of us, pretty clear. So the first question you want to ask yourself, what does this mean for me personally? How is this economical crisis just a metaphor for what was going on in my life? How much have I shifted my values to things that may have been more about the outside than things that were in the inside? How did I put my job and whatever other things are, you know, more about those things first versus putting myself or my family or my friends first, et cetera, et cetera. Just like decluttering your life just as the economy right now is in a decluttering process, because that's pretty much what it is. It's just decluttering from things that are no longer working and finding a new balance that is sustainable for everyone. And that is also possible for yourself. So ask yourself, if the economy is a mirror image to your own life, what does that mean for you? What is going on in your life where you have set your priorities maybe in a way that you became out of balance, where your value system changed in a way that is not in alignment with yourself? And how can you change that?
I think that's a great question. But, you know, I want to ask you, though, if we ask ourselves that question, don't we have to be mindful about not going to the place of guilt and shame? I mean, you know, if we start comparing ourselves to the economy, I think what you're talking about is symbolically. Right now, what's going on when we look at the economy, and not just the economy, but these structures that are decomposing right in front of us, there's a lot of finger pointing, a lot of blaming going on. I don't think that's what you're suggesting. You're talking more archetypically or symbolically, correct?
Well, I'm talking about, you know, guilt and shame is optional. That's your choice. What's not?
I love that. Guilt. Next show with you, Dr. Friedemann. That is the topic for the next show.
All right. But what's not optional is taking responsibility. And we all have created this economy. It is not something that has been created by some banks or anything like that. It's something that we have created ourselves. And we are continuously creating by panicking, being stressed, and all these kind of things. So if something is turning this economy around, it's us. It's not the government. It's not the companies. It's us with shifting our consciousness and learning from that.
Well, and you know, part of this is looking at selfness versus selfishness. Because I tell you, there's got to be like a fine line or a gray area here. And I really think that we have go to this place of, and we have our friends do it, by the way. You know, when we're like taking a moment, maybe when they think we should be doing the laundry or the dishes, and we're taking a moment and we're going for a walk. You know, I mean, that's just one simple example. But it's this idea of, wow, you know, like you're looking out for yourself again.
Right, right. Well, I think, you know, the difference between selfishness and selfness is when you're selfish, you're basically taking advantage of others. You're doing something for yourself knowingly that it will take something away from somebody else. And I think that was what happened in the last 10 years in our economy. There was a lot of selfishness. Selfness, on the other hand, has not only yourself in mind, but also that once you are at your best, you're a better service for others. You know, it's the same thing how they always say, and I believe this firmly, you can only love if you love yourself. And you can only give if you give to yourself first. And it's that simple. And so if you are doing selfness work with keeping in mind that this is something that will also be for the greater good of others, there is no room for selfishness.
You know, this is a great conversation. I saw a shirt the other day. I was out and I thought about you, actually. I was in front of somebody yesterday and they had a t-shirt on. And there's an expression in our society that is no pain, no gain, right? This guy had a shirt on. Gosh, who was this? And his shirt said, no pain, all gain. I like, yeah. I love that because it really, you know, no pain, no gain really talks to the work ethic. The, you know, we go back to the Protestant work ethic, whatever you want to do. But we go back to work hard. It's more about perspiration than it is inspiration. And we're really being called to a different model, aren't we?
Absolutely. And I really think that starts on the inside. And that's what selfness is about as well, that you are really saying to yourself, okay, how can I shift my consciousness and my energy so that with more inspiration, I find better ways to make the world a more sustainable place or a more prosperous place for everybody. And I think we have to be just, again, accountable and responsible for that change. This is the time, and I think I said this before in our show, that this is a time where it's no longer about others taking care of us. This is the time where we have to take care of each other by first taking care of ourselves. And this is the only way we can really go to that next level in our, you know, on the planet, on the earth.
I got some hot questions coming in here. I'm going to have to hold them till when we come back from break, actually. And part of this is really looking at the bigger picture. But this question that I just got in is really talks to it all. And I, what I'd like to do is read the question and we can talk about it when we come back from break. This is so like right on. You ready? How do you start to do that when you have been a caretaker type person? I love this, you, anonymous you. How do you start to do that when you have been a caretaker type person and always have gone above and beyond in your job, finding it was not appreciated? Who cares? Yes, it is my own fault. How do you shift that and do something for yourself? We can't answer that until we come back from break, because that is speaking for all of us right now here on the Dr. Pat Show. I want to remind everyone, you want to make sure that you send Dr. Friedemann an email at info@cellularwisdom.com and simply say, hey, why don't you put me in that raffle giveaway for two CDs for wellness and balance. If you've got a comment or question, you can email me at info@thedrpatshow.com right now and I'll get it on air, or you can call us 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, and we're going to answer that question when we come back. We'll be right back.
Bella Genza, extraordinary hair care, provides professional results naturally. Bella Genza is proud to be the first and original in this category. A line of products that's human-friendly and performs beyond professional standards. Safe, food-grade products that exceed expectations, give great results, and have your well-being in mind. Until now, natural products in salons meant underperformance or, at best, a trade-off between being good for the environment but giving less than ideal results. Bella Genza's products are good for you and the environment. Bella Genza's 8-ounce bottle of incredible shampoo is equivalent to a 20-ounce bottle of professional shampoo, because Bella Genza starts with a base of aloe rather than water. Visit BellaGenza.com. That's BellaGenza.com.
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness? Develop the health coaching skills your clients need. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org, or call 800-NAT-UNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NAT-UNIV.
Are you going through a divorce, or are you single again?
A 24/7 resource center called FreshStartAfterDivorce.com has been created to support you during and after divorce. It's packed with resources, articles, and tips from experts nationwide. As a business personal coach who specializes in divorce and founder of the National Association of Divorce for Women and Children, Joni Winberg's mission is to provide the support and encouragement you need to move your life forward. You don't have to face this challenging time alone. Go to FreshStartAfterDivorce.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Slight feet up the street, bend your back, shift your arm, then you pull it back. Life's hard, you know.
Welcome back, everyone. We're going to get right to that question. Joining me today in the house, Dr. Friedemann Schaub. I want to say two things. Dr. Friedemann, as I mentioned before, came back from Egypt. And this is something he does on a regular basis. He takes groups of people over there for an extraordinary experience. It's not your typical trip to Egypt, and hopefully we'll do a show. I don't know if we will, but we'll be able to do a show and talk about what this last trip was about. Here's what happened. He brought back, for me, last time he came back, he brought back this incredible Egyptian, I call it a blanket.
Wait, me or Dr. Schaub?
Dr. Schaub.
I'm like, I didn't go nowhere.
No, but
I wish I could have gone with you, though, Dr. Schaub.
Go ahead.
And yeah, that's something to put on your list of things to do.
Hey, I already did.
I know.
I'm waiting for your Christmas gifts from you.
Yeah, I know. You know, honestly, yeah. I have a whole basket for you now. And then this time you brought me white rose oil. And I'm not going to take time during this interview to talk about it, but white rose is very special, has a special meaning to me. But you also brought back, for Benny and me as well, right, a sacred, symbolic, and I just want to call it, for me, it's something that represents the abundance in Egyptian terms. And the reason that I mention that is because we're talking about selfness right now. And yet, as part of that, you're so generous with who you are and what you give. And you're so generous with your clients and what you do. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because selfness does not mean you don't give. And I need to be clear about that, because the question that came in hot off the wire, I guess that's what we call the internet, is how do you start to do that selfness when you have been a caretaker type person and always have gone above and beyond in your job, finding it was not appreciated? And then I'm waiting for a response to, what do you mean by who cares? Who cares? Yet since my own fault, how do you shift that and do something for yourself? This is a great question.
It's a great question. And this question itself has so many points to get started with. So thank you for sending it. Well, the first thing I would say, if you call yourself a caretaker type, you have identified yourself as such. And the question is, do you need to continue that? Do you really need to have that identity for yourself? Because you are, like everybody else, unlimited in your possibilities. So you can change your identity. The second, and we're going to talk about this in a second, but the second one is that you were saying, it's my fault. There's nothing wrong with that. So if you are feeling ashamed or guilty about what you have been doing, you're basically still holding on to that old identity. So the first suggestion from me is, use what you already know and what you know so well, which is taking care. But rather than taking care of others, take care of yourself. So you're an excellent caretaker, but you have to give yourself permission to do what you do for others for yourself.
Somebody had said to me, and I want to ask you about this related to selfness. Somebody had said to me, wow, not too long ago, actually, that people that take care of other people make the best self-care practitioners on the planet. I had to think about that, and I was like, what? People that take care of other people make the best self-care practitioners on the planet. But not unless we go through what you just talked about.
Right, right. Well, and, you know, I mean, that's the same thing with, you know, doctors would be the healthiest people if they always take the advice they give others and use it on themselves. But that's not always what happens. So I think there is something about being able to take care of others that can be used as a tool or as a great gift, and just applying it in a different direction or finding at least a balance with this. Now, the question for the listener is, what does she try to gain out of the taking care of others? And, you know, and that goes to the root cause, which I'm always, you know, interested in working with, because if we don't change the root cause, if we only stay on the surface and say, well, here's what you need to do. Here are these three things. And when you do them, and if you change your behavior, eventually you're going to feel different about yourself. But isn't it true that most people who are so perpetually, you know, taking care of others and always focusing on others, that they really just try to gain something out of it, which is worthiness, which is being valued? And she says, who cares? Obviously, if this is what I feel it is, nobody did care about it. It's just expected that this is her role and this is what she needs to do. And nobody gives back to her what she would really like to have, which is love and appreciation. Mm-hmm. And I think it makes complete sense, because if we really take responsibility, there is nobody to blame. And there is nobody to blame, including herself.
Yeah.
But she is creating, I assume it's a she, which is a complete assumption. I have no idea.
But that's okay.
The person is creating something that is already internally present, which means a lack of worthiness, a lack of love, a lack of appreciation. So the moment you're turning this around, the moment you're able to appreciate yourself more, not for what you're doing, but for who you are, the moment you start to love yourself more and look more at who am I, what is my worthiness, what is my value, people will change their behavior. People will change the response to you. This is basically, you know, in a nutshell, what the work I'm doing with clients is about, helping them to find their truth. And in order mm-hmm. to find the truth, you have to peel off what, you know, the listener is dealing with, which is not only the behavior, but also the beliefs and like the limiting beliefs we have been talking about of not being good enough unless, and the emotional attachments to those things.
Well, and this is part of what we're talking with about with Dr. Friedemann Schaub. I want to do two things right now. First, I want to make sure that you all have the website if you want to find out more about him and how he helps people break through these limiting beliefs. And that is www.cellularwisdom.com. And I would suggest you give him a call directly if you're hearing something today and you would like some clarification, or to talk with him about working with him directly. There is a number that you can call as well, 866-903-MIND, 866-903-6463. And if you want to be part of the raffle for these CDs that he will be giving away, Wellness and Balance, you can send an email to him at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at cellularwisdom.com. You know, that question really set us up for, you know, this idea of selfless. And that's really what we're talking about. You know, there are people that give because they want to give.
Right.
They want to give. They know that they want to give. There isn't a problem, I would imagine, when you give beyond, A, what did you mention, the battery, beyond what your battery
right.
actually can hold,
right.
or when you give to fulfill something other than I really want to get. But what are the problems with all of that? I know you touched on a couple.
Well, I think, you know, you just mentioned the energy. I think people who want to give just because they love to give, also often give to themselves. You know, they just love. There is a general love around them. There is a general appreciation. Our friends in Egypt, you know, one of them is the president of the company we were working with there. He's just an enormous open-hearted person, and he gives and he gives, but he also takes care of himself, and so he can continuously give because there is also something coming back to him, and it's also somebody who can receive. You know, when you only give and you cannot receive, then you are not really in right relationship with the giving. And even if you call yourself, I'm so selfless and I'm such a saint, you're not, because you're not in the right balancing relationship that, you know, you need to have in order to be able to sustain that.
And this is a really good caller here that's on the IM part of the show, which I don't usually do, but it was like flashing up. I mean, these are great questions because all of this is really talking to selfness. And, you know, the follow-up is exactly what we talked about. You know, it's talking about taking care of yourself, but when you're doing all the taking care of, you don't even know how to start. This is why I love this, because folks are really looking for some practical things.
Right.
How would you help all of us kick that selfness thing into gear today so that we can do something simple for ourselves?
I think the first thing to do always is to be aware of what's going on. So the fact
this
that...
This listener is very, like, aware.
I like it.
I like it, too.
Now, become more aware. And become more aware by making a list of a 1 week, you know, just activities where you have two columns. The one column is just any activities where you feel you give and you give energy, and then a column of things that you're doing where you receive, where you get energy back. And just become aware how much you're actually in imbalance, how much you feel there is way more giving than receiving. And you may be surprised when you just do this for a week that often there is a 90% giving and draining energy and just a very small amount of energy coming back. And being aware of this will even increase your motivation to do something about it.
But that you can't help that when you're sitting down and you're looking at like a piece of paper and you're looking at all of the things you're, quote, doing, quote, for others, and then you're looking at like what you're doing for yourself.
Well, I mean, what you notice is then that most of the things that you're doing for others, and that's a second step, how does it feel to you? Is it something that feels like, well, you know, by doing it, it makes me feel so much, you know, better, or it feels that I really fulfill my mission, or there is a purpose behind it? And when you feel that, you're actually gaining some energy back because it feels good. But if you feel you're doing this because it's an expectation, you're doing this because this is what others want from you, or this is your identity, it's a double drain, basically, because you're not only doing it, but you're also doing it from this inner pressure of having to be somebody that other people think you should be or expectations you have. Now, again, this is only for you to be really aware of what's going on. The next step for you to do...
Well, let's hold that next step because we got a little cliffhanger here. We're going to give you a repertoire, so to speak, of what you can do. If you want to find out more, go to cellularwisdom.com. Dr. Friedemann Schaub in the house. Great conversation. We'll be right back with the show. We're going to give you some practical things you could do when, like now. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Don't you know if they move too quick away?
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit performancevelocity.com and start getting results now.
MBSConnect.com. Mind, Body, Soul Connect is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit mbsconnect.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free?
For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Used in soups and other dishes in Japan, these miracle noodles have been highly regarded as a health food that's good for the intestines and for weight loss. Now they're available here at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, Miracle Noodles have zero net carbs and zero calories. You don't have to give up noodles anymore. Just add these noodles to your dishes, dramatically lowering calories while still enjoying your food. Low-calorie dishes are made easy by including Miracle Noodles, and the whole family will enjoy eating them. Just use Miracle Noodles in place of carbs in a meal to reduce calories easily and dramatically. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet now, guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com. That's MiracleNoodle.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Listen up. Do you work in front of a computer more than 1 hour per day? Research shows that poor posture while working in front of the computer can cause the stress response leading to physical and emotional compromise. So don't forget, every hour, recheck your posture and take in 6 deep breaths. This will help you maintain peak health. For more healthy living tips, visit us at vcwc.net. Once again, vcwc.net.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Lihi Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations will be given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
By the night, I got the money on a bet. All crocodiles, oh, hey, oh. The night's left, the teeth on your cigarette.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. We're like kicking it up with Dr. Friedemann Schaub. And what I want to say is cellularwisdom.com. That's the place you want to go. You also want to send them an email to, you know, be part of this 2CD wellness and balance giveaway. And you just simply send them an email at info@cellularwisdom.com. And today we're talking about selfness and what it means. Right now we're talking about how do you do it? How do you stop what you're doing now that's not serving you? Stop. And you get started in this other direction. So let's recap the first thing you talked about. We're going to give you some solutions from Dr. Friedemann right now. Hey, thank you for joining us here today. This is such a cool show.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun. I wish we would have 2-hour shows.
I wish we would too. With you, I need at least 2. As I'm fondling my rose oil right now.
It's good to bribe sometimes.
Yes, it's good.
Well, so we talked about the awareness, and the awareness is just making a list, things that you give, where you drain your energy, things that come back to you, where you give yourself energy back, and just see the imbalance. So visualize for a moment this scale, this old-fashioned scale. So on the one side, there's all this giving, and there is this little bit of giving back to you, so it's out of balance. So how do you bring a scale back in balance? You have to take away where there is more, and you have to add on where there is less. So the first thing to do with the taking away is you're going to choose every week at least 1 or 2 of those things on your list where you're giving, and you're simply saying no and giving yourself permission to not do those things. And ask yourself, what will happen if I don't do it? And there may be fear coming up, but sometimes we just have to be more realistic and be more kind to ourselves and say, what's the worst that can really happen? It's not that people are going to leave me. It's not that I'm going to lose my job. It's not that, you know, I will be abandoned. These are only fears that come often from our childhood memories, deeply subconscious. But when we are more in our adult self, we realize that's probably not going to happen. If I'm not overextending myself, if I'm not doing things that maybe nobody even expects, and I'm just doing them anyhow because I think I should. And if I just say no to those things, be curious and find out what's going to happen. And then add on the other part of the scale where it's about giving yourself back. So ask yourself, what are two or three things I can add to it as a routine? If it's now simply taking a bath on Thursday night that I never did, or maybe it's about doing just a simple relaxation meditation for 10 minutes a day. Or it's about asking others for help, asking others to give you something. Now, the important thing is that you need to start slow. Don't do this to, you know, in a way that basically, you know, flips the entire scale upside down. You want to do this just one step at a time, because what you miss is the confidence that it's okay for you to be different, that you can have another identity, and that you can accept yourself unconditionally and not only conditionally when you fulfill all those things. Another exercise that I find is really helpful that gives you more confidence is just every night give yourself permission to think about three things that you really appreciated about yourself. Just think about or write them down, three things that you really like about yourself, that you really feel like, well, looking at myself, not necessarily what I was doing, but who I am. Maybe I was so compassionate with somebody. Maybe I saw, you know, a bug on the back and I turned it around. Whatever those things are, just things that you notice, this is who I am. And I am a human being and not a human doing, and really becoming aware of your value from that beingness and appreciating it, because that's what you're missing, that confidence, that self-worthiness. And be amazed at the results when you do this, how people, when you have more self-worthiness, are valuing you more. There's something that changes in your consciousness, in your energy, that people reflect back to you.
You know, this is, I'm so glad you said that about, you know, really looking at how to implement the change.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we'll create the list and we'll go down the list and we'll take a look at it and we'll start to change like a million things. You know, I'm not saying that's bad, but how does it get things off balance when we kind of take that approach of, I got to do it all now?
Right, right. And so really it is about a stepwise process. And it's also about going deeper. It's not only about, you know, again, identifying yourself with that list. It's really about asking constantly, and this comes back to selfness, the focus on self, asking you, is this really all who I am? Or am I not much more than that? And really going to a deeper place where you wonder, where did this start? Where did this begin that I identified myself with a caretaker versus identified myself with somebody who deserves to be taken care of or deserves to take care of herself? And that's really something which, when you go to the deepest root cause of where it all started, you can also then make the most change happen in actually the shortest amount of time.
What are the consequences for not making the change? Meaning, what are the consequences for not going to selfness?
Well, I think the consequences are that we are in a constant state of contraction, that we are basically out of, you know, the centeredness of ourself, which means we're living more outside of ourself, outside of the moment, versus living inside ourselves, anchored in ourselves. And what happens is that physical consequences eventually set in. I work with a lot of people who have chronic pains. And when you look at the statistics, chronic pain and cancer and autoimmune diseases are on the rise. And they are on the rise, not because, you know, only the food and all these toxins that may be in our environment. They are on the rise because most people are in a constant state of stress. It's like this white noise that we just ignore. There is this white noise of stress and anxiety and contraction that we just somehow live with. And the consequences are physical consequences, not only emotional consequences. So we have to take this very seriously. It's not only about, well, we are pretty much, you know, not enjoying life. And once we are 75 and sitting on the park bench and we are wondering, what did I do actually? Well, I worried and doubted most of my life. Was this really fun? No, it wasn't. It's really also about, can you sustain your health this way? Is it really something that is sustainable for you to be under that kind of pressure? And again, it's not something that is about, you know, spending a lot of money on yourself. It is about making a conscious choice to use what's going on right now as an opportunity to turn inside and say, okay, what is not working in myself and how can I bring myself back more into, you know, the alignment of who I am, into the wholeness of who I am.
Exactly. I mean, you know, for some people, it's finding out how to meditate.
Right.
You know, and taking out 5 minutes of the day.
Exactly.
For other people, it's taking a bath. And, you know, I am not using this rose oil in bath water for sure, but it could be something that one day. But it is. It's about taking a bath. It's about lighting some candles. And even if it's for 5 minutes, and I want to ask you, you know, we're not saying to do everything all the time. Can 5 minutes present a remedy?
It can be only 1 minute that can present a remedy because it is about the impact. You know, it's almost as if you are continuously in a rut or you're continuously in an old pattern, and then you make a conscious choice of just saying no or just making a different decision. This is almost like a shock to your nervous system that says, oh, wait a second, wow. It's almost like a wake-up call. And that, if you continue to do that, will steer you in a different direction. The work I'm doing with clients is helping you to make that quantum leap in a very fast and direct way. But you can do so much by yourself right now, just one step at a time.
Give out your website, please.
CellularWisdom.com. That's in one word, CellularWisdom.com. Give me a call and we can talk.
And give out that phone number.
866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D, 6463.
All right. Again, a fabulous show. I hope you heard something here today which will enable you to take action for yourself. Why? You're worth it. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.